This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Once a month, we highlight an arts and culture event that represents the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This month, creativity comes in the form of a resource, the online launch of the Georgia Preservation Historic Handbook. Here to give us a preview is program manager for the Fox Theater Institute, Carmi McDonald.
The Fox Theater Institute is an outreach program of the Fox Theater. As many of your listeners probably know, the Fox was saved from demolition in the 1970s. And our board feels like it's important to share the Fox's experience with other historic theaters around the state. So we assist them with their historic preservation and operations.
The thing that blew my mind is that there are 261 plus historic theaters in Georgia.
It is really amazing. And the work that we're doing is going to help bring a lot of those theaters back from the edge. Not all of them are functioning at the level that we know they could be. So it's our goal to help them.
Well, it's nice. I was in Athens earlier in the week and went by the Morton Theater, which I know the Fox Theater Institute helped out, and it was beautiful. And
right.
I mean, just the air vents in this place were like gorgeous, and not to mention like the revived life into the entire, you know, historic theater was great.
Yeah.
And great for Athens and the whole area.
Absolutely. Well, the Morton is a really special theater, and the craftsmanship is amazing, as you noticed. And one of the things that's really great about that theater is that it was built by an African-American builder. And so there are so many layers of history for that building, not just what it's meant in the community as a place where REM and the B-52s played.
Duke Ellington?
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Yes. We felt like if we created a resource that was available to everyone, we could focus our finances on a couple of projects every year, but the handbook would help reach so many more people.
I have to ask, all right, I'm not a math guy.
Okay.
But it's a little bit more than a handbook. I mean, it's almost 300 pages long.
It's big.
And I read most of it. I skimmed a little bit. There's ways to find out about tax incentives and facade easements, grants, where to even get a craftsman. We're talking primarily about theaters so far in this interview, but this handbook, A Layman's Guide, really could be for anyone who's interested in a historic restoration project, right?
Absolutely. And the way that we started with the handbook as a resource was really to answer the frequently asked questions that we were receiving at the Fox Theater Institute. Homeowners, for instance, are really interested in windows right now and whether replacement windows are a good idea. And so we have a lot of information about how you can maintain and repair your historic wood windows to get a lot more use out of them. And of course, that's an example where we have a link to all of the research that's been done.
There was a really nice quote, I thought, in the handbook, if I may, by Richard Moe for the National Trust for Historic Preservation. He said, "Communities can be shaped by choice or they can be shaped by chance. We can keep on accepting the kind of communities we get, or we can start creating the kind of communities we want." Really poignant. What's that mean to you and to what y'all's effort is?
Well, it is really poignant. And I think as far as historic preservation is concerned, I feel like the economic downturn in some ways has been a benefit to preservation projects, not only in Georgia, but all over the country, because the development pressures aren't what they used to be. But I also feel like people are recognizing the potential economic impact of historic preservation and also the environmental impact of not tearing down a building to build something new that won't last as long. So I feel like what Mr. Moe was talking about in his quote and being intentional about our communities and how we create them really has an impact on how they're going to affect us as citizens down the road. The Fox is just a great example of what can happen when a community comes together to save something that's important to them. And so, of course, at the Fox Theater Institute, our focus is on theaters, but so many communities have a downtown that's special to them and tells the story of who they are and reflects their history. And so we're advocates for healthy downtowns that tell stories too. And theaters, of course, are just a part of that.
I'm Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio, and you've been listening to Art Stroll with Carmi McDonald, the program manager of the Fox Theater Institute. Check out their work at foxtheaterinstitute.org. And join us the fourth Monday of each month for Sidewalk Radio. On October 29th, we'll be exploring the importance of the Center for Disease Control.